morning I'm going to look a little bit into a subject that I know I need help on, a subject of kindness. Thinking about this past week, time and time again this came up. How much kindness do I show, or how kind am I? And kindness is a choice. And as I got into it more, I discovered that I've got a long ways to go when it comes to being kind. I'm going to read from Colossians, the third chapter. I'll read some verses there, beginning at verse 9. Colossians 3, verse 9. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. For there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free. For Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, longsuffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. There's a lot in these couple of verses here, but I've chosen to go with kindness. You know, notice it talks about kindness, and it says to clothe with kindness. And in Greek, the Greek word for clothe is what the English word is. It means to put on. So we need to put on kindness. So in the morning when you wake up, what am I going to wear? What am I going to put on? What attitude am I going to put on? The clothing and the attitude of kindness is a choice that I can make. There's a couple reasons, you know, why kindness? What importance is kindness? Well, for one, that God is kind to us. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 says, "For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God." Grace and kindness always go together. And also another reason is because we want kindness shown to us. We all know the verse in Matthew 7:12, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." And that goes right along with kindness. We're kind. We like to see kindness shown in return. Now, what are the ways that we can show kindness? What are the characteristics of kindness? I was thinking through that. There's several. A lot of different ways, and when I'm saying this, I'm saying this is me. I got to grow. This is a lot that I have to work on. For one is being sensitive to other people. Kindness is being sensitive. And Philippians 2, chapter 4 said, "Look not every man on his own things, but also every man on the things of others." And there was a sentence that somebody wrote that I saw as I was studying this. It says, "It is impossible to be sensitive to the needs of others when you're selfish at the same time." So if I'm selfish, I can't be sensitive to other people. And that is one step in kindness. Another one is by being supportive. Supporting other people, whether it's, and for the most part, when we think about being supportive, we're talking in our speech, in when we talk to other people. Building people up rather than tearing them down. And being careful, watching what we say to other people. And that's something I really have to work on, is I have to be careful with what I say to someone, because the words that I speak may be taken in a different way than what I mean them to be taken. You know how they say, the saying about a Dutchman is that you have to take him what he thinks, not what he says. And that's something, unfortunately, that you can't tell. And speaking kindly to each other. So And there's something that's really important on this that we may not think about, or that I didn't think about as much, but we can support someone or develop someone, or we can destroy someone just by what we say to them. So that's pretty intense, is that by what we say to a person, we can either lift them up, support them, or we can tear them down. And also, kind people don't embarrass other people. We all know people who enjoy embarrassing other people, it seems like, and I may have been guilty of that. But the intention, the true kind person does not have the intention of embarrassing other people. Another sentence a guy wrote says, if God gave you $1 for every kind word you said to a person, but then took a dollar away from you every time you said an unkind word to that person, would you be rich or would you be poor? That stop made me think. Strong Christians are strong enough to be sympathetic Christians. So along with that is being sympathetic also. And by being truthful, it's another way, is by being truthful. We often, we try to, I know I do, try to sugarcoat kindness. You know, oh, it's going to be all right. And just, you know, you try to be kind and sugarcoat. But really sometimes what our friends, what we need is truth. And in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 26 talks about, you know, an honest answer is a sign of true friendship. And so I think that's another way, by showing kindness, is by being truthful. But now I've found there's four rules to being truthful to a friend. One is compliment in public. Number two is confront in private. Number three is correct when that person is up and has a positive outlook on life. And number four is comfort when they're down. So it's hard, I mean, it's not hard to get those mixed up, and I think that can be a challenge. I know to me is to make sure I don't get these confused, is to make sure and compliment in public and confront in private. That's the biggest thing that I think we can do for a friendship. All right, another one is being spontaneous. Now, when I first was looking at that, I didn't think that had much to do with it, but it is. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10 says, as we have therefore the opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them that are of the household of faith. Don't wait. Good intentions, they don't count. And as far as kindness, good intentions don't count. Don't wait. Look at the Good Samaritan, the story that Jesus used. The Good Samaritan was spontaneous. Because he helped, he saw a need, and he took care of it. We have there's a lot of people hurting around us. Now, what are we doing about it? What is our attitude, or what are we actively doing to help? The number one enemy of kindness is busyness. We're too busy, especially in the summer. For myself, just too busy. But that's the number one enemy of kindness, is being too busy to help someone. This week, I want to make it a challenge to each one of you to be kind, make an effort of kindness this week, to see if you can make a difference. I think you can. I want to go over, I found five characteristics of a kind person. Number one, number one is sensitive to the needs of others. Number two is being supportive. Number three is being sympathetic. Number four is being straightforward. And number five is spontaneous. We must be kind if we want to live like Christ. And that struck me to, you know, when you look that kindness is a choice that we make. That's a choice we put on, an attitude that we put on. But we must be kind if we want to be like Christ, because Christ is the true example of kindness for us. That's all I have. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear Jesus, I thank you for giving us another good day today. I thank you for your blessings. Just be with us this morning as we look into your words. We worship you. Be with each one that's here. Bless them. Be with Dayton as he brings a message. Just anoint his lips and speak through him. Pray you'll be with the youth this morning. Just be close to them and help them to have a good morning and watch over them. And give us a good day today. In Jesus' name, amen.